Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Great show this morning. Special Olympics Virginia and two of my all-time favorite people. It is an all-star show today. David Thomason, the president of Special Olympics Virginia, is here. And we don't often get the Stafford Sheriff, David Decatur, in here, but we do today. Sheriff, it's great to have you here this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Before we get into Special Olympics, great job again with Stafford Sheriff's Office and the schools. The Dare Day is such a great event that that you both coordinate, and just the Dare course that means so much and has had such an impact on the community. Another great year by the people that teach that in Stafford schools.
Oh yeah, we're very blessed to have such an amazing partnership with our schools. And one of my deputies who teaches DARE, the DARE curriculum, in all 17 elementary schools where we teach it, but she does an amazing job pulling this event together each year. And it's a team effort. And with a partnership with the community, the schools, all the people that show up, the parents for allowing their children to be a part of the program, the teachers, principals, superintendent, everyone together collectively working together. And that's really what community is all about, coming together and working as a team to do what is best for our youth and our children.
When you go and speak in front of all those kids at the end, at that with the amphitheaters there at Pratt Park, what a great visual that is. I mean, I'm sure for you it's just thrilling to look out at all those kids.
Oh man, it makes your heart smile. You look out and you look at just a sea of kids and people there, and knowing that we're all there for a common reason, for the children. And you know, as we talk about, you know, kids have to contend with a lot nowadays, and there's, you know, with COVID, also during COVID, mm-hmm. at that time, I know it exacerbated a lot of challenges and issues with education and getting the kids back on track. And but more importantly, well, just as important is that the unity and coming together and letting kids know that we're there for them, that we care for them, and that we're cheering for them, that we love them, and that you know, we're looking out for them, and we want them to have a great life, and great education.
Well, anyway, great job done. Great to have you here this morning, Sheriff.
Thank you.
David Thomason, this is a big week for Special Olympics Virginia. I get you at right before a lot of the big events, and I'm so appreciative that you hop in the car and drive up here a number of times over the year. But this is a great event this weekend at U of R that we'll get into, and with the torch run, and this is exciting times for Special Olympics Virginia.
One of the most exciting weeks that we have, Ted. And thank you. I will always drive up and have a chance to speak with you. Yeah. I'm glad that the sheriff can join us. And, you know, just tagging on what you just said, the sheriff's department and law enforcement, such community partners, you know, whether it's the Dare Day that you just mentioned or what they're doing with us for Special Olympics Virginia. It's a huge week for our law enforcement community as well. As you said, the Torch Run will be taking part as it leads into our summer games this Friday and Saturday, June 7 and 8. At the University of Richmond and a few surrounding venues. So we could not be more excited.
And we'll see over now this week, all different regions of the state will do torch runs with it that all end up in Richmond in our area right here. Now, Prince William, I think Prince William is Thursday. There's some of Northern Virginia will start on Thursday, but they'll come through here on Route 1 on Friday morning.
That's right. They all lead into coming to the University of Richmond for the games and have that final mile that is a very exciting culmination of all the work that the women and men of law enforcement have done throughout the year. So the torch run here in Stafford starts at the sheriff's office at 6 a.m. on that Friday, and then it continues down toward Richmond, and then I think the Rappahannock Regional Jail and Fredericksburg Fire Department, and they have a 3-mile torch run through Fredericksburg, which begins at 7 a.m. And then heads toward the county line there. So all of it coming toward the huge event, Summer Games in Richmond. But again, this is the culmination of what our law enforcement community does around the year, every day, all the time. I tell them every time I have a chance to speak to anyone from law enforcement, I see them everywhere. And like us, they are in all communities, and like us, they want to make all communities better. So it's a wonderful partnership for us.
Boy, and Sheriff, the Stafford Sheriff's Office has done so much with Special Olympics in over the years as you have incorporated. I mean, we've had you and Matt Doyle in here a bunch of times. I mean, Matt's a regular in here, but you all do so much with Special Olympics and just working the athletes into just being part of. I mean, they've got uniforms, and they're goes back to Sheriff Jett. Just a program that you have to get them involved with the community.
Yeah, you know, I've been with the department going on 38 years in September, and it's been a part of our culture. You know, the Special Olympics, Virginia Special Olympics has been a big part of the Stafford County Sheriff's Office, and we stand behind them and work together, and so we're very proud to be a part of that. And Matthew Doyle is amazing. You know, he is an ambassador, and he's a great representation of what it's all about. You know, he just brings joy and happiness, and he has that determination, and we're blessed to have him. And as you were talking about the uniforms with our Special Star Force under Sheriff, you know, Charles Jett,
yeah,
back in 2007, you know, we put together, and Captain Steve Carey, who's still with the Sheriff's Office, doing a great job with the Special Star Force, but, you know, bringing this program together for you know, people with intellectual disabilities, and being able to have them be a part of the Special Star Force. And that, again, that started back in 2007, and it gives them a chance to, you know, be a part of law enforcement. Where, yeah, you know, there's many people who would love to be a part, and they dream about being in law enforcement or public safety. And this gives them an opportunity to be as close to it as they possibly can without being put in harm's way. And it's all about educational, you know, opportunities to learn about law enforcement and to be integrated into it, and also the importance of community, you know, community service. And so the Special Star Force Cadet Program, they can learn a lot about law enforcement, community policing, and there's a lot of interaction and instruction, and it's a beautiful thing for folks who are interested in that. And again, it gives them opportunities that maybe they wouldn't have. And then one other thing, a real dear friend of mine, Dave Rosado, who is down in Chesapeake, Virginia. Mm-hmm. They started a program similar to ours as well. And then also Sheriff Chilton and Culpepper, they just met with us, and I think they started a program too. So it's spreading across the Commonwealth.
That was always the hope, and that's great that this happened. And I mean, and Captain Carey is such a standard with the Sheriff's Office, and you know, his involvement with this, and he's involved, and it's been a great program over the years.
Yeah, Captain Carey, he pours his heart into it. He's this larger than life,
he is
gregarious, affable, mm-hmm, loving man who cares not just about the athletes and the Special Star Force cadets, but also about their families. So he pours himself into it, and we're blessed to have him, you know, running the program.
Boy, David Thomas, for Special Olympics Virginia to have programs like this, and especially now spreading to other departments, is just thrilling.
It's amazing. I every time I hear about what our law enforcement does, you know, they see what they've done. They say, that's good, but we want to do more. Mm-hmm. We want to do more. How can we make it better?
Yeah.
Every single day I see it. So to hear about the spread of that opportunity, like the Special Star Force, is really exciting. I know our athletes are excited about it.
Yeah.
But it just represents, again, the strength and the commitment of the relationship and that partnership from law enforcement that we're really grateful for.
And just down the line, no matter whenever you have a need or there's a program going on, you know that you can go to law enforcement statewide, and they
always
jump in.
Always, all the time. We just had our Torch Run kickoff up in Manassas a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Phenomenal kickoff, and I had the opportunity to thank all the representatives there from across the state, because like I said, every time I go to any event anywhere, they are there and supporting in all the ways that they can, and always, like, how can I do more? How can we make this better? Whether it's for Matt Doyle and the people he represents, or any athlete across the state, you know, it's incredible.
I see. Just a few weeks ago, when the schools will have events, and I know the King George Sheriff's Department is always involved with, and you look communities all around, like you mentioned, Manassas, all around, everyone is looking for ways to get involved.
Statewide, you know, whether it's at our school events, which we've just finished our very, very busy Unified Champion School season with our little feet meets and our big feet meets. The law enforcement's always represented there, always helping out. And I think it's such a good partnership because, like I said earlier, we're all trying to build bigger, stronger, more connected, more unified communities. And that's, you know, we have great partners in law enforcement in that way. So.
David Thomason is here this morning, the president of Special Olympics Virginia. Stafford Sheriff David Decatur is here. We are talking about all kinds of events. We're going to talk about signing up to cheer this weekend at events with Special Olympics Virginia. Big week for Special Olympics Virginia. Friday and Saturday at U of R and the law enforcement torch run that comes through this area on Friday. We'll get into all that as we go along this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Special Olympics Virginia, our focus this morning. David Thomason is here, the president of Special Olympics Virginia, and Stafford Sheriff David Decatur is here. SpecialOlympicsVA.org to follow, to jump online, or Facebook has all kinds of great stuff with Special Olympics Virginia. Sheriff, for the torch run, the people that participate in that, because you've participated in some years in that, it's got to be a thrill to do that and pass pass the torch along to the city.
Yeah, we've been involved, as I mentioned earlier, we've been involved with the Virginia Special Olympics Torch Run for many years. And, you know, the great thing about the Torch Run in Virginia, it unites officers in law enforcement and in corrections as well, in departments across the whole state, the whole Commonwealth of Virginia. And, of course, it's an effort to raise awareness and also to raise money, which is important as well. To fund all the very, very important programs. But to be a part of that, absolutely. It's a great feeling, you know, carrying the flame of hope through Stafford. And for those who drive Stafford, they may not be aware, it's very hilly, you know, and it's a lot. It's
yes,
a lot of people
it
who,
is.
Yeah, for people who have to run it, you know, you definitely feel it. I remember the first time running through Stafford, and we used to run the entire county from the Prince William County line to Fredericksburg. And, of course, I didn't run the whole thing,
right,
parts of it. But we have people who have run the whole thing. And we've shortened it down to an 8-mile run. And we'll be doing that Friday, as it was mentioned earlier. And then being able to hand that off to Fredericksburg and the runners there, it's an honor for us to be a part of it.
Just that section on Route 1 from about Drew Middle School to the Falmouth Bridge, there are some pretty big hills in that area get through.
Definitely, yeah. So it's very hilly. Even the Unity Tour riders and those who ride bikes through for different events, they talk about, wow, Stafford is pretty rough there and through this particular area with the hills and everything. But then when you have to run it, it makes it even more difficult. But it's well worth it. And knowing that it's culminating, you know, into something really important,
yeah,
with the final leg and the lighting the cauldron and everything, all the events that go on in Richmond for the games and everything. It's wonderful to be a part of that.
It is, David Thomason, just really a it's goosebumps when especially sort of the with technology and you being able to stream the officers and the group coming into the stadium at the University of Richmond. It's a great visual.
That's right. Well, it's great visual and representation of all that's being done, as I said before. And that will, everything that we do Friday and Saturday will be streamed. If you just go to the Summer Games section of our website at SpecialOlympicsVA.org, you'll see an opportunity to connect with the stream on Friday and Saturday, including the opening ceremony, which includes the final mile where the officers, and as the sheriff said, you know, that we include sheriff's offices and police departments and Department of Corrections and fire departments. It's all the law enforcement communities. At the Summer Games also, law enforcement will announce how they've done against their goal of raising $1.7 million for us this year. So we'll see how they've done, and excited about that announcement as well. So many forms of support offered by this community, the law enforcement community.
I'm sure for those of you in Special Olympics to see that, because they go every department without exception around Virginia gets involved in this. And a lot of them, they'll get involved in this. A lot of them are come down in polar plunge, either in Virginia Beach or I know in Stafford's case, sometimes they'll do the one up in Prince William, but they're all involved in some way.
Polar plunge, schools events, helping however they can, volunteering at other events that we have, fishing tournaments. We've had a couple of people who got Special Olympics tattoos this year to show their commitment once they reach their goal for Polar Plunge.
Yeah.
Yeah, the sheriff of Chesterfield, Carl Leonard, got a tattoo because he was raising $10,000.
Yeah.
And he challenged one of his friends who actually has a radio show, just saying, Ted, if he raised $5,000 more, they'd get
that. Yeah.
So he also got a tattoo. So all kinds of involvement, all kinds of demonstration of the commitment for our Special Olympics athletes and the communities they're in. Because, yes, our Special Olympics serves those with disabilities, intellectual disabilities, but it's really about everyone. In fact, this year's Summer Games slogan is everybody can. Everybody can be involved in some way, whether it's at Summer Games, whether it's throughout the year at the nearly or 2,000 events that we have every year. Everybody can be involved in some way. It's for those with intellectual disabilities, and it's for everybody else to be involved in some way.
Well, and I know this spring there've been all kinds of because I've got some neighbors that go all around the state for different events. As far as their kids are involved with track and field and things like that, that's been going on now for months.
For sure. I mean, as Summer Games is fantastic, it is a culmination of a season of training because we want our athletes, wherever they're going, whether it's in the pool or on the track or in a leadership opportunity or at school, we want them to feel prepared so they can be their best.
Yeah.
And another thing we do to help prepare our athletes is we provide health care. And that helps us prepare in other ways. We'll probably get into that a little bit later.
I was wanting to talk about that because I know that especially at Summer Games, that is a huge part of Summer Games, and we'll get into that.
It is. We'll talk about it. But it's another way that we want to make sure our athletes are prepared so that they can bring their A game to whatever they do.
And so much of what you do, we talk about the athletes, but you're helping in giving assistance to the whole family and giving them things. To just as they see their children being able to go through this this program, it really helps everyone.
Well, one prime example of that, Ted, is that participation in Special Olympics is free to the families. There's no cost to the families to be involved in Special Olympics, thanks to the generosity of partners like Law Enforcement Torch Run, and thanks to partners that we have throughout the state, and like our presenting partners, Hardee's for Summer Games. Our presenting sponsors are Hardee's, Sheetz, Sintera, and of course the Law Enforcement Torch Run are our presenting sponsors. That kind of partnership makes it possible for us to say, yes, come be part of this program that's going to help your athlete, your son, your daughter participate, your family be involved, your community be better. It's a win-win all the way across the board.
And that's why it's a good idea to like the Special Olympics Virginia Facebook page. Because a lot of these businesses will have certain days where they'll give a large amount of proceeds that particular day to Special Olympics Virginia. I've gone to different restaurants on those days just because I know that where it's going.
Absolutely. We just are ending a campaign with Texas Roadhouse where we do Tip the Cup. You know, our officers are there. Jersey Mike's
has been a huge sponsor
for us across the state. And Chick-fil-A. There's so many that offer an opportunity for us to raise awareness and also raise funds while providing our athletes with the opportunity to be out there and champion what's important to them about Special Olympics.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that people can do is register to cheer this weekend, and that is a great, great program.
Talk about everybody can, right? When people are like, I can't coach track, or I can't be out in the heat, or I can't do this, or because they feel like it's not for everyone. Special Olympics is for everyone. I went to the games in Nagano, Japan years ago, and every event I went to, the stands were packed.
Yeah.
And it was just a different, exciting environment for everyone. Everybody wants to compete to a full stadium versus a less than full or empty one. So you can register. Anybody with any abilities and any everybody can sign up and come out to cheer. You sign up so that we know our stands will be full. You cheer on the athletes. You show your support of them by doing that. And that is one of the best ways to volunteer ever. So come on out, register. Just go to our website, specialolympicsva.org. And there is, right when you sign on, you'll see a Summer Games section. All of that information is there.
Yeah, and that really is a great, and before COVID, that was such a big emphasis for both basketball and the Summer Games. Because like you say, you talk to some of these athletes, and they just talk about what it's like to have people cheering. Anybody it is.
Absolutely. We all need people to cheer us on. And, this is, you're not going to regret it, I promise you. I challenge people to come to our events and leave unchanged, because when you're there, you learn about people of all abilities. You also learn about yourself. You know, what's important to you? How can you support? Maybe you think about, what you can do to be part of a community, whether it's Special Olympics or others, in a way that makes your entire community stronger.
Yeah. And the great thing about your events, especially for us in this area, basketball's in the Richmond suburbs, and in the summer games, is you're talking about an hour or so away, and it's all very doable.
Very much so. You know, we want everybody from across the state to come across, but you're one of the closer areas to the two larger
to everything.
Events. Yeah, basketball and summer games are two larger events, and we have fall championships down in Virginia Beach obviously in the fall. We've talked about fundraising events around the state. We have plane pull up at Dulles Airport in the fall. We have polar plunges around the state, the big one at Virginia Beach, but also four other venues. There's always something for everybody to do. And as you mentioned earlier, these are the big events. You know, throughout the rest of the year, there are many other events, almost 2,000 of them, at local and area and regional and district levels, helping to, because Special Olympics is about the big events, but it's really about that day-to-day engagement. And so our volunteers drive those events around the state. We're so grateful for volunteers who coach, who raise awareness, who raise funds, who coordinate, who transport, because they are the ones who make this happen.
We did as a fundraiser, Trapper Young and I, who polar plunged. We did a fundraiser on a Friday night at a brewery just down the Highmark Brewery that's just a half mile from here. Place was packed. We advertised it as we were going to do trivia on a Friday night for Special Olympics Virginia and our polar plunge team. Place was packed.
Yeah.
And people will come out.
I'm always impressed with the creativity and energy that people put into ways to raise awareness and funds for us. I think it's just very telling that, you know, once somebody understands who we are, maybe who we are not, and what matters, and how we're changing. I say we're changing the world because I know we are. Some people think it's an overstatement, but I promise you we're changing the world. But it's because of all the people, as we mentioned, volunteers and law enforcement and corporate partners and parents and, you know, coaches. It's such a community, an ever-growing community of people. But I hope everybody will come out, whether it's at summer games or any time, and be part of what we do.
This is a great weekend to come to the University of Richmond. Sheriff, and the other thing with your department, especially your department, is whenever you see events or just even Special Olympics athletes, your officers just, you know, from you to Captain Carey on down, just everybody just relates so well with Special Olympics athletes, and it's a great thing to see.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful, and they add more value to us and to our lives than we actually add to them. That's the way I feel, and you're absolutely right. I mean, who can't get behind Special Olympics, and who can't feel inspired by that? And when you think about everything, all the work and the mission that goes into it. And what a great opportunity to give these athletes a chance to shine. And, you know, just seeing their determination and their spirit.
Yeah.
It's beautiful and it's uplifting.
I will never forget. And I have video of one of the years with one of the torch people for the basketball tournament. And the person you were with got off kind of off the track and wanted to keep going around the gym, and you gently led them back, but you both had such smiles on your faces, and it was a great moment that you understood what was going on and were able to guide the person to finally, you know, light the torch.
It was a young man, athlete. I believe his name was Jeremiah.
I think so, yeah.
And he's carrying the flame of hope, and we were doing a lap around the gym, and I didn't realize that Jeremiah was going to start dancing with the flame.
Yeah.
You know, because he had so much joy in his heart.
Yes!
And so much enthusiasm, and he started to dance, and the crowd just absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
It was wonderful, and yeah, I was just kind of guiding him, but he was really, you know, guiding me. He was guiding my heart.
It was. Yeah. It was.
But it was so much happiness. And
yeah.
you know, that's what it's all about. And the families, you know, the families are there, and it's giving them a chance to be a part of something. We all need to be included, you know. We're not meant to be in isolation. And we all need an opportunity for a purposeful life, and that's what Special Olympics does for people.
It's a great line. We all need to be included, and that's what you do.
It's one of our core values. Inclusion is one of our core values.
Yeah. SpecialOlympicsVA.org. Check it out, especially summer games and how you can get involved this weekend. David Thomas and the president of Special Olympics Virginia here this morning, along with Stafford Sheriff David Decatur. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:32.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Great stuff this morning with Special Olympics Virginia. Stafford Sheriff David Decatur is here along with David Thomas and the president with Special Olympics Virginia. SpecialOlympicsVA.org to look for summer games, and that'll give you all kinds of information about what's going on this weekend. And we'll run through a schedule of what to expect here in before we get out of here this morning. But again, SpecialOlympicsVA.org. A lot of David Thomas and a lot of there's going to be a lot of athletes competing from this area.
Well, there are 1,200 total from across the state, and of those, 142, the delegation from this area is 142 people. That's athletes and coaches.
Yeah.
And, you know, the event will include five sports. We'll be having competition in bowling and swimming and tennis, track and field, and softball. And your area here has participation in all five of those sports. So it's pretty exciting. Very well represented. And, of course, you know this. Area 11 does a tremendous job of engaging families and athletes, and are always very active and always very, you know, they're one of our shining stars as far as areas go, is how they fully participate and fully engage.
I'm amazed, and I have learned a lot. I've got a neighbor whose grandchild is involved with Special Olympic sports, and they go all over the state playing softball and some of the track and field things, and just have a ball doing it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have, you know, again, we have participation around the state, but it's great when the areas can interact with each other, and you get better tournaments because you can mix abilities and teams and ages, and so a lot of our areas will host, you know, regional events, district events. They'll have people compete because, you know, through all the participation, they get to know each other, and they understand that, you know, it's best if we can spread that around. So it gives great opportunity. And sometimes, you know, some of our athletes haven't traveled a lot, so having that opportunity to travel, maybe stay overnight in a hotel, that kind of thing is another life experience that's important for everybody.
And people should know, David, that you so often, I have seen, well, just this past winter, On a Sunday afternoon, Area 11 and was doing a basketball at the Y, and it had three or four different courts, and I came just to take pictures, and I look up, and there you are. I mean, this is more to you than just, you know, looking at the statistics and the numbers and coming to the big events and saying, you know, thanks for being here. You're out there, you know, meeting the coaches, meeting the athletes.
It's so much more to me than all of the. I mean, it's so important to me to do that. You know, Sheriff said that he's been with the Sheriff's Department 38 years. I'm on my 37th year, and I became president just 2 years ago. Yeah. But part of why I want to be out so much is because I'm learned by listening. And because I've been here so long, I don't want to be complacent and believe that I know how it should be or how it can be or how it must be. I want to hear. I want to hear from those parents and those athletes and those volunteers and those local coordinators. So I go everywhere I can, all the times I can, and I'm at a life stage when I can do that. You know, I'm able to travel a bunch, and so I'm out there, and I'm learning every time I go somewhere.
Now, it's great, and I know they all appreciate seeing you here.
It's great to see them. Again, you know, I hear about the programs, but when I can be there and experience for myself, and that's a lesson for anybody listening. You can hear about this, but there's nothing like experiencing it. And so I will do it every time I can.
That's what's great about talking about some of these programs, that more than just sort of the higher top, well, this is what we do. You go out there and you see it, and you can name athletes and coaches and coordinators.
You know, when I hire people, and we've hired a few people in this past couple of years, one of the things I say to them is, you know, I've got this 37-year collection of stories. Go get some stories. Go meet those athletes. Understand why it's important. Go meet law enforcement. Understand why they're so committed. Go meet the coaches and families and understand what impact we've had. Because in so doing, you're going to understand for yourself and for your job and for the community, you know, why what we do is so important. So, yeah, there's nothing like being there and talking to people and watching someone win that gold medal or not, and how they deal with that and the lessons that come from that.
And I see that all the time with the Stafford Sheriff's Office, Sheriff, whether it's you and Matt Doyle leading the parade at Christmas. If you know, it's a legendary. He talks about how you go over and, you know, you pick him up. And you two drive around, but I see it with your deputies too. That they talk about, you know, how they know a lot of these athletes, and you know, are able to carry on conversations with them.
Yeah, those relationships are really important to us. And like for me and Matthew, we also do National Night Out together.
You do.
I'll go by and pick him up. But you know, one thing I wanted to mention about Special Olympics, and there's many great things about Special Olympics, but one thing I think it's important for people to know is that they emphasize the importance of physical fitness and the overall well-being of their athletes and family members and everyone, and it encourages individuals with intellectual disabilities to lead an active and healthy lifestyle, which is really, really important. And you know, promoting that mental and physical well-being and emotional well-being is really important. And so that's just one of the many great things that Special Olympics is about. And also bringing communities together and the integration. And, you know, Special Olympics, they foster the sense of community where we have this social integration that's really important. And again, it brings together the athletes and the volunteers and the families.
Yeah.
And the supporters, you know, from diverse backgrounds. And diversity is really important and brings everyone together. In this environment of acceptance and love and compassion and understanding. And that's important. You know, tearing down those barriers and those stereotypes are so important. And educating people. You know, you talk about, you know, bringing awareness to the importance of fundraising, because that is important. You know, you have to have funds in order to accomplish the mission. But also just awareness of what it's all about. And I think it's important for people to know that.
Well, I was going to say, just you know, getting out and you know, just teaching, and that's where the Doyles have done a great job of getting Matt out and just learning about all these different programs.
Yeah, and I want to piggyback on a couple of things that Sheriff Decatur said. You know, certainly that breaking down that barrier of difference and fear is the first step, right? You know, some people are like, I don't know anything about people with disabilities. Well, come learn, because you're going to quickly understand that we have a lot more in common than we have that separates us. And I just want to say something about the health.
Let's talk about that, because that's a huge part of summer games.
It's huge. Well, first of all, people may not know, but our athletes, those with intellectual disabilities, are two times more likely to have cardiovascular disease, two times more likely to have asthma, obesity, be less active, five times more likely to have diabetes. And this is the data point that gets me. Their life expectancy is 16 to 20 years less than the rest of us. 16 to 20 years fewer is for life expectancy for them. We're making a difference there through something called Healthy Athletes. And what many people may not have heard is that Special Olympics, on a global basis, Special Olympics is the world's largest healthcare provider for people with intellectual disabilities. At Summer Games, we highlight that through something called a Healthy Athlete Center. So those athletes in attendance have, and all of this is free, they get free hearing screening, they get free vision screening, dental screening and treatment, free fitness screening, to Sheriff's point, and free dermatology, which is new this year. So we're able to provide these screenings. Athletes come in, for example, with vision. They come in, they have their eyes checked, they have a prescription written, and they get free eyeglasses. And that's huge.
Yeah.
In addition, with a dental treatment, now we have 20 dental chairs lined up fully staffed with dentists, and they get free assessment. But then also, you know, dental health is really a gateway to understanding a lot of other pieces of health. And so I promise you, we've not only changed lives, we've saved some lives through that, because there've been some things discovered through that assessment. But you know, they'll extract teeth and do fillings and then refer. But you know, refer for year-round treatment. That's important piece of that. So that piece alone at Summer Games is about $250,000 property that we want to make sure, because our athletes need that care. it's not so much that our athletes don't have access to care, because our athletes come from all socioeconomic backgrounds, and many of them have access to the best care ever. What's different here is that we've learned that no fault of their own, medical professionals aren't always trained on how to treat those with intellectual disabilities. Mm. There's very little time given to that in medical training. So we are training the clinicians to so they can better communicate, they can better understand. One of the things that we're fighting is pre-diagnosis. Sometimes people hear, oh, that person has Down syndrome, therefore it must be fill in the blank before they even evaluate. So we're trying to broaden that understanding so that our athletes have access to that care and have access to the care from clinicians who have better understood how to treat those with intellectual disabilities. It's remarkable to see this. So this weekend at Summer Games at the University of Richmond, June 7 and 8, the Healthy Athlete Center will be all day on the 8th, on Saturday, at the Robbins Center. It's remarkable to see.
I knew it was a big thing, but that's even bigger than I even imagined. And some of those statistics about just life expectancy in some of this is an important issue.
Well, to the sheriff's point, we really are focusing. In fact, we've committed one person's staff member's time to fitness, because if our athlete, certainly it's great to prepare for a softball tournament and spend a season doing that, or a swim season. But this is year-round fitness, and it's year-round awareness of fitness, so that our athletes can be better prepared in all ways. And we all do better when we're healthier. And you know, this is a piece of what we do that's really critical.
Well, and to spend this amount of time, and I'm sure a lot of people in all the different areas that you talked about that you're providing care for, some of those are really substantial. You talk about eyes and teeth, especially.
Yeah, eyes and teeth and hearing.
And you're right, all of that.
Dermatology. And we have a program called Strong Minds, you know, which does address mental wellness. So there's lots of pieces to the health of our athletes, the fitness of our athletes that matter to them and matter to us.
Yeah, and for the families, this has got to be just really something. And through all of this, you're not only helping the athletes, you're educating families in a lot of cases.
Educating families for sure, helping the athletes, educating again the clinicians, which is really a critical piece of that. But, and again, no fault of their own, but just very little time is committed to that. We do have athletes who have gone and spoken to medical schools before to kind of highlight that. And one of our athletes went down and spoke to Duke Medical School, and another went to Harvard Medical School, and went and addressed the fact that, you know, this is an important piece of your care. There's nothing like, talk about experiencing this. I can show you pictures of Healthy Athlete Center. I can talk to you about it. But when you're there and you see it happen, it really is life changing.
Yeah. It just adds another layer to, that's what's exciting about this weekend at Summer Games.
It was one of the things for sure. One story about Healthy Athletes. I had the great honor of working with athletes from all over the globe, and I was working with an athlete from Tanzania once. And, he was a great track athlete, silver medals all over every competition he was in. And we were in one of the World Games, and he got his vision checked and got some glasses. I saw him a couple years later. I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? And he said, doing really well. And he said, I'm winning gold medals all the time. I said, really? He said, yes, because of my glasses, I don't have to follow anyone anymore. I can see for myself.
Huh.
Wow.
Right? But nobody had figured that out. So it changed his life on the track, but also in many other ways, because it literally opened his eyes to being able to see better. So there are lots of life-changing opportunities. We've had athletes who've come to Summer Games, and once they saw that athlete's dental health, they're like, do not go out in that heat and play softball, because it could be really dangerous, because that can lead to cardiovascular events. And so we didn't want to go there.
I believe the last time we met, Dave was talking about an athlete that was having a dental exam, believe, and they called it an infection. He was getting ready to go.
That's out. It. Yeah. That's the athlete I'm referring to. Yeah, he was. Yeah. They caught an infection, a dental infection, and they said that it would be completely. It was a hot day, and you cannot go out on a 100+ degree field in softball. It's just very dangerous for you to do that. They had him in the chair for 5 hours. It changed his life because they took care of all of the stuff that was going on.
It's incredible.
Wow. Yeah, that is. And that's why, whether you're an individual donating to Special Olympics Virginia or a business or, you know, a corporation. This all goes to, it all goes to, and that's why it's all important.
You're providing uniforms, and you're providing basketballs, and you're providing transportation, but you're also providing life-changing, life-saving services because of what we do through Healthy Athletes and Special Olympics. And, you know, it's an important part of what we do. And like you said, Ted, we are so appreciative of all the people who partner with us and all the ways that they do it, because there's no way we could do it without that kind of support.
Yeah. I mean, maybe all you're doing is providing cups for a team to put water or Gatorade in. Or you're providing, you know, you're helping the clinicians and all train them. It all matters.
You're part of a much bigger impact for whatever you're doing.
SpecialOlympicsVA.org. All the information there. Also the information there about summer games this weekend. We'll wrap it up and talk about what's going to happen Friday and Saturday at U of R and with the Torch Run. David Thomason, president of Special Olympics Virginia, and Stafford Sheriff David Decatur here. One more break on News Talk 1230. This is a quick one. News Talk 1230, WFVA.
At Patriot Family, this is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Stafford Sheriff David Decatur here along with David Thomason, the president of Special Olympics Virginia. Friday and Saturday at U of R, it's summer games. We've just talked about competition. There's a whole lot of other things going on that we haven't talked about.
Yeah, there are lots of things, Ted. And again, our slogan is everybody can. Everybody can be part of these games. You can come and volunteer. You can come and cheer on. You can come and take part in what we call Olympic Town. And that's for all ages and all, you know, we have free ice cream sandwiches and free snow cones and popcorn, a petting zoo, activities for you, whatever your age is. So many fun things to do there. There's a scavenger hunt this year, so to encourage it, you see lots of things. There are 9 stops, and if you make that, you win a great prize at the end of that. It's a very family-friendly event. You know, the opening ceremonies are fun. It's a lot of fun. There's a Friday night, June 7th at 7 o'clock at the University of Richmond Stadium. There will be fireworks. I mean, there's so many things in addition to the amazing competitions in those 5 sports, healthcare. Everybody can be engaged in lots of different ways.
And you can register to cheer.
Yes.
And let everybody know that you can just go and cheer and be excited.
We'll welcome you to come out. We'll give you a rundown of you know, how we want you to, where we need you to be to help cheer on our athletes based on the competition schedule. You'll meet some of our other athletes who are serving as ambassadors, so they'll give you a tour of the event. But again, it's for the whole family. Register at SpecialOlympicsVA.org, Summer Games, and you will see all kinds of opportunities in addition to the typical, you know, helping at the track meet or helping in the swim meet. There are lots of other activities so that everybody can be part of it.
This is a fun weekend in Richmond. Now on Friday morning, Sheriff, if I'm on Route 1 going south, I may encounter the Torch Run, so be aware of that, because law enforcement in this area, the Stafford Sheriff's Office will take the torch to the city line. The city officers will take it to the Spotsylvania line. They'll go to Caroline and on. Be aware of that.
Absolutely. And the good thing is we're going against the flow of traffic, against the commuter traffic. We're going in the opposite direction, so that hopefully we won't cause too much of a traffic issue there.
It's a great event that you all really embrace and get involved with.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a wonderful something to be a part of, and I encourage people any way they can, if they can find it in their heart, to be a part, to get involved, be a volunteer, be a cheerleader, or whatever. It's so important.
This is again, David Thomason, summer or SpecialOlympicsVA.org. Go to Summer Games, and that'll give you a rundown. There is a place for you if you can come Friday, and Saturday, or just Saturday.
Exactly. And I mean, you can be part of the torch run. You can register to be part of that final leg, which is when, you know, final mile, when the officers bring the torch into the opening ceremony.
How exciting!
One of the
that?
Most exciting things they do, and announce the total that they've raised for us this year. They've been tremendously busy and creative in how they're raising awareness and funds for us. So there's a celebration everywhere you look, and there's so many good things. I promise you, as I said earlier, I challenge you to come and leave unchanged. It'll change you.
Yeah, everybody can is the is the theme. And when that torch is lit, it is an exciting moment at U of R.
Seen it 1,000 times, and it never gets old. It's always exciting. It's just the culmination of the celebration of the human spirit and the accomplishment. And you know, nothing's better than that. We all need that.
Yeah. Well, I needed to have both of you here this morning because you've set me up for a great week, and just having you both here and you play just to take the time out to come and talk about this. This is an important subject to you, and thank you for what you both do.
Thanks for having me. I really, really appreciate it.
This is great. And Stafford, again, thank you. Stafford Sheriff David Decatur, thank you for being here and what you do, and thank those in the sheriff's office for all that they do with this and 365 days a year. Thank you, Sheriff.
I will. And for the listeners out there, I need to let you know that, and you all know already, that Ted is an amazing advocate for Special Olympics and for our community, and he's everywhere out in the community. And if you've ever had a bad day, I don't know, because you always have that smile on your face, and we're grateful for you. I really do.
Here.
SpecialOlympicsVA.org, as I blush. SpecialOlympicsVA.org. David Thomason, Sheriff David Decatur, thanks.
The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Focused on Fredericksburg.